The man in charge in Moscow is, of course, Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. He's expected to win this Sunday's presidential election in Russia. That would return Putin to the post he held until 2008. The Russian government is promising that the election will be fair and transparent. But many are skeptical after last December's parliamentary vote was marred by allegations of fraud. Here's more from The World's Laura Lynch in Moscow.
This story will end in the counting rooms of polling stations after voting finishes on Sunday night. But it begins at a hockey arena in the western reaches of Moscow. This week, the playoffs started in the region's equivalent of the NHL. On this night, Moscow Dynamo is playing a team from Minsk. Cheerleaders in skimpy costumes stay warm by performing nonstop routines on a platform high above the ice. But the fans aren't watching them. Instead, they're riveted by the game. For them, this is a lot more suspenseful and a lot more interesting than the election on Sunday.
The results of the match are more important because the election is already decided, unfortunately.
Already decided. That view is widespread that Vladimir Putin will win. And even independent polls suggest he's comfortably ahead of his rivals. But allegations of fraud and vote tampering in last December's parliamentary elections are raising concerns about this vote. The claims fueled protests in Moscow and other cities. And now they're inspiring a new breed of Russian electoral watchdogs. There's nothing subtle in the music or the images in this online video that's meant to lure volunteer monitors. People drop their ballots into boxes, only to have them shredded into garbage. Whether inspired by this video or by something else, as many as 30,000 people with no party affiliation have signed up to be poll watchers. This is unprecedented in Russian elections. And one small group of about 100 volunteers is focusing all its attention on one district in central Moscow. With just hours to go before the voting starts, Dmitry Cernin and Dmitry Cherny are meeting for breakfast and a strategy session at a local restaurant. The two men are coordinating a campaign to scrutinize every vote in 27 polling stations in the district of Danilovsky. Cherny is quick to declare that this isn't about partisan politics.
I should stress, you should underline this, that we are not against any candidate. We are not against Putin or somebody else. We just want fair elections.
For him, the motivation is what he claims he saw last December when he monitored the vote at a polling precinct. The numbers were changed, he says, to give United Russia, a party loyal to Putin, a higher percentage of the vote. Cherny, a corporate lawyer by day, filed a complaint with the Election Commission, and the commission told him he didn't understand the law.
I am the lawyer, and they say that I cannot understand the legal sense of the things. I'm a lawyer with 10 years of experience. So.
The government rejects charges of widespread fraud, and Putin has tried to cast doubt on the volunteer monitors, saying they will stuff ballot boxes in order to claim wrongdoing. Dmitry Cernin, who also filed a complaint about irregularities at the polling station he monitored last December, says he's motivated by indignation.
I hate the level of cynicism that now permeates everything, every structure, every governmental structure in this country. It comes from TV, it comes from everything.
Their strategy for Sunday is to have at least two monitors in every polling station. Cernin and Cherny will be at the electoral district headquarters, trying to ensure the overall count is clean. Putin has promised transparency too, ensuring webcams are installed in every precinct so anyone can log on and watch. For Cernin, it's not enough.
This is a basic right of a person. And the situation when the people have to go out to the streets to defend that right shows that there's a huge, huge moral problem inside the country, inside the way the system operates.
For these men, as for Putin, the stakes are high. Evidence of a rigged vote could well lead to more protests, casting a shadow over Putin's probable return to the presidency. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Moscow.
Laura will be blogging through the weekend as Russians cast their presidential votes. You can find those posts, plus on-the-ground reports from our partners at PBS NewsHour. That's at theworld.org.